Let's pray together. God, we acknowledge that you brought us here, that you welcome us into this place, that we are your creation, that you continue to shape us in ways that we see every day and in ways that we could not even begin to see nor understand. But we come before you as one body today, acknowledging that you are our God and we are your people. And we thank you and ask you to keep shaping us in the image and likeness of Christ as we live in his name. Amen. From the depths of a rarely read book of the Bible with the rather imposing name, Leviticus, comes a most important commandment. But in context, it's a commandment with a little help. It is a commandment that has training wheels. Do you have a bicycle while you were growing up with training wheels? I know that that's not as much of a thing anymore, but I remember vividly this red bicycle with a banana seat and these great, what I learned in the motorcycling world later, were called ape hangers. You know, these handlebars that go up real high, and then these rickety, like grocery cart quality wheels on the side of the bicycle that I didn't realize at the time shook while we were riding down the sidewalk. But I remember vaguely, but I do remember the feel of how smooth the bicycle got when those training wheels came off. And when I fell, more than once, one time going down a very steep incline, I appreciated all over again just how important those training wheels were. When the tables turned and I was a dad running alongside my boy when we took off his training wheels, we did not realize at the time that as he was riding his bicycle all those years with training wheels, and it may be one reason that they're not as much of a thing anymore, he was leaning while he was riding. And so when we took the training wheels off, you know, he immediately just kept falling. And I was running as fast as I could behind him, holding on to the seat, but, you know, only run so fast until later he finally learned to ride without training wheels. I would like to paint this picture of these commands in Leviticus, really this one big command, as a command with training wheels. Because at first, you're going to hear this and it's going to be like a child thinking of riding your bicycle without those safety wheels. This is going to sound like a lot. So, don't worry, don't panic, it's going to be okay, but this is going to seem like a lot when you first hear it. So, this is Leviticus 19, verses 1 and 2. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to all the congregation of the people of Israel and say to them, 'You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy.'" And God said it right from the mouth of God, "Be holy, for I am holy." And today, this is such a lovely Sunday morning. Everybody put on their Sunday best. You fixed your hair. You put on deodorant. And everyone's here to sing and be happy. It's Sunday, but Monday's coming. And Monday, sometimes we put on yoga clothes. Or maybe you have to wear a tie and uncomfortable shoes. Sometimes you just put up your hair in a ponytail. And maybe you forgot to brush your teeth. And maybe you realize halfway through your commute that you forgot to put on deodorant. On Sunday, the voice of God hits our freshly swabbed ears. Be holy, for I am holy. But on Monday, God's voice sometimes doesn't make it through the din of car horns and the leaf blowers and sometimes the negative self-talk that we carry around with us. And so God followed the difficult beauty of Leviticus 19 with a follow-up command in the very next chapter of Leviticus 20. Maybe God realized that being holy on Monday is hard. And so God put training wheels on a commandment and said these things. And let's take it slowly, because I know this is a lot to take in, but let's read it piece by piece. Again, first line out from this section of Leviticus 20, set yourselves apart to be holy. Set yourselves apart. Set your minds on this. Just think about it. Try. Make this a priority. Make this your focus for today. Even make this, what we are about to read, your focus for this week. Set yourselves apart to be holy. That's sort of idea number one. And it continues. Set yourselves apart to be holy, for I am the Lord your God. Don't forget, as you set yourselves apart, and you set yourselves on becoming holy, that God is God. Is God among us? Yes, God is among us. And when you lean into God's holiness, sometimes you are going to stumble. When you lean into God's holiness, sometimes you are going to fall over. You'll scrape your knee. You'll break your hip. You'll have to have spiritual surgery when you break your holy elbow in three places. But despite the pain and the doctor bills and the therapy, God is still God. God is among us. Is God among us? Yes. God is among us. Set yourselves apart to be holy, says this passage of Scripture, for I am the Lord your God. Keep all my decrees by putting them into practice. When I had my knee surgery a year and a half ago, I started physical therapy 10 days later. My physical therapist told me that he was going to give me a series of exercises to do, and I still remember it like it was yesterday, because it practically was. He said, and he looked me dead in the eye, said, here are these exercises, you have to take them seriously. He basically said, keep all my decrees by putting them into practice. Okay. Might be a pain in the knee, but it's going to be worth it. So, how are you going to practice God's decrees if you don't spend your time each day actually learning what God expects? You know, sometimes we get frustrated with God, and we need to spend much of our day remembering we have to learn what God expects, and that's the kicker these days. And we'll get into that in a moment, but here's the rest of the sentence. Here's the rest of God's commandment with training wheels. Set yourselves apart to be holy, for I am the Lord your God. Keep all my decrees by putting them into practice, for I am the Lord who makes you holy. You need training wheels. And the truth is, we all do. Because even though it's Sunday, Monday's coming. And all these decrees of God we talk about here that sound so wonderful, putting them into practice on Monday is another story. I'm not alone in that feeling, right? Hearing this on Sunday sounds so lovely. Putting them into practice on Monday? Your physical therapist hands you a list of exercises, but you actually have to do them in order for them to work. Words on paper don't mean a thing if we don't put them into practice. But just in case you have trouble remembering to do your exercises, unlike your physical therapist who does not go home with you to make sure you're doing your exercises, in the case of God and holiness, God goes with us. And God wakes you up every morning with new mercies and says, while you try to live out today on this Monday when you forget to wear your deodorant, I am the Lord who makes you holy. Don't forget that. Set your mind on God. If you're trying to learn how to play piano by practicing 1 hour a week, don't be surprised if you're terrible at it. So too, set some time for God every day. God is more important than Netflix and YouTube and our screens. In order to keep God's decrees, you kind of have to know what they are. So, to round things out, what are the decrees? Well, when we read the Ten Commandments a few weeks ago, that's not a bad place to start. But just as the Ten Commandments, as well as these moments in Leviticus, happened during the Exodus, out in the wilderness, so too Jesus gave commands while the people of God were in a spiritual wilderness. When Jesus taught the people, as Jesus teaches us today, and as we have said before, everything really comes down to two big ones that Jesus described in Matthew 22. And if you've heard this passage 100 times, it's worth hearing 101. So here's Jesus. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? Now, you've got the setting so far, right? This was a setup. They were trying to trick Jesus into saying, well, all of Scripture, everything is, it's all the same. You can't pick one. You got to do it all, right? And so Jesus answered them. And this is exactly what Jesus said. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And the second is like it. See, he kept going. He even kept answering their question by saying this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Now, I will admit that love God, love your neighbor might be a bit too Sunday morning for some of you. You know what I mean by that? Love God, love your neighbor. Sounds good on Sunday morning. Sounds real good, in fact, on Sunday morning. But you're wondering what all of this is going to look like on Monday. Am I right? Are some of you already worried about Monday? See, you don't have to just say amen on the stuff that sounds Bible-y. You can say amen to stuff that sounds Monday. Awfully Monday. Love God, love your neighbor. Amen. What about Monday? We'll go back a commandment to commandment number one from the Ten Commandments, because commandment number one is a Monday commandment. You shall have no other gods before me. If love and serve one another is too Sunday for you, remember the Monday commands. The Monday commands like don't steal, don't lie about each other with gossipy half-truths, and don't waste your time and energy wondering why it's so unfair that your neighbor's donkey is so much prettier than yours. Instead, all the while, even though the promised land might still be over the horizon and you can't see it yet, and these people, these prophets that are walking along with you all day long on Monday are telling you, don't worry, the promised land is right over the horizon. And it's like, dude, man, you've been saying that for 40 years. The promised land is just over the horizon. And he says, yeah, but we're going to say it again, and we're going to keep saying it. Promised land is just over the horizon. Promised land is just over the horizon. But the world that we live in is still going to feel like there's a whole lot of wilderness before us. And I've got news for you. There's still a whole lot of Mondays. But remember to be patient with one another. Show some compassion and forgiveness and humility. Because most of us, after all, still need training wheels. Because if God's Sunday command, be holy, for I am holy, feels like too much, then you can take comfort today in God's Monday command. Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, make you holy. Do your part, but don't forget that God is still creating you. Amen.